Three maids did make a meeting with one young man of late, where they had such a greeting as passes Peg and Kate. They talk of many matters not fitting to be told. Also they drank strong waters to heat their stomachs cold. And when they had drunk with the lad until they were merry all, between them three they did agree into discourse to fall. Concerning husbands getting, the question did arise, and each of them there sitting some reason did devise. One was a milkmaid bonny, the other I'll not name, and she did get much money by selling of the same. Her name is Joan, as is well known. I hope 'tis no offense to tell what they did on that day before they went from thence. They all did love this young man, and each for him did strive. It seems he was a strong man that could his work contrive. Now which of them should have him, they neither of them knew, but each of them did crave him as her own proper due. Now meeting and greeting as maids and young men use, with them he drank, his money was frank, indeed he could not choose. And either of them telling her mind in full to him, meanwhile the rest were filling their cups up to the brim, because in either of them it seems he had a share. Unless he meant to scoff them, he now must choose his where. And therefore they, without delay, being on the merry pin, with good advice did throw the dice, who should the young man win? The young man was contented, and so the dice were brought. The maids that this invented, their lessons were well taught. For the young man all lusted, and by this fine device, they severally all trusted to win him by the dice. But hark now, and mark now, the manner of their play. In their behalf I know you'll laugh before you go away. If any of the lasses do overthrow the rest, on her the verdict passes, none should with her contest. But she should have her lover clean from the other twain, and even not above her, then they must throw again. But if he all them three did win by throwing most, their maiden heads all to him must fall without any pain or cost. To this they all replied, they jointly were agreed, what words had testified should be performed indeed. The first maid through Trecator Ace, which is in all but eight, she hoped from all the maids in place to win the lad by right. The second, I think, through Trey do sink, there's 10, quoth she, for me. The first was quelled, for this excelled, full sorely vexed was she. The third, with courage lusty, did take the dice in hand. Now dice, if you be trusty, quoth she, this cast shall stand. For I resolve, for better, for worse, as fortune shall dispose, that either now I'll win the horse, or else the saddle lose. She took them, and she shook them, and threw without fear or wit. Drakator sighs, gramercy dice, quoth she, for that is it. She thought herself most certain the young man now to have, but false deluding fortune no such great favor gave. The young man took the dice up, quoth he, now have at all. He threw Sinkator's dice up, which made her courage fall. who threw the last, for 'twas surpassed. How now, my girls, quoth he, you must resign, for they are mine, your maidenheads to me. For I have fairly won them, as you yourselves can tell. The lots were cast upon them, which you all liked well. The maidens all confessed that what he said was true, and that they were distressed should he exact his due. We hope, sir, some scope, sir, you unto us will give, that if we pay what's lost by play, 'twere pity we should live. Quoth he, I'll have them all three, for they by right are mine, or else in troth they shall be all painted on my sign. The sign of the one maidenhead hath oftentimes been seen, but I'll have three, 'cause shall be said the like hath never been. Now whether this lad his winnings had, I cannot nor will not say, but likely 'tis he would not miss what was won by fair play. They thought they had been private, where none had heard their doing, but one did so contrive it, that he heard all this wooing. Thought he, I have heard many hold their maidenheads at high price, but now hereafter it may be told how three were won at dice. This man ere long did cause this song to be made on the same, that maidens fair might have a care and play at no such game.